Novak, can you talk us through that third set? I mean, you're struggling with injury, and then you went on to win 12 of the last 13 games of the match. I mean, what was going on? How did it change?
There was a lot of turning points in the match. As I think everybody predicted, it was going to be a big battle. First Grand Slam finals for both of us, regardless of the record that I had here, and him playing also three times in finals, not winning a title. Regardless of that, we both knew that we have equal chances to win. Very similar match to the Grand to the Australian Open final in 2013. We played over 2 hours the first two sets tonight, 2.5 hours first two sets. Very physical, very exhausting. We both, of course, went through some tough moments physically. You can see that I had a crisis in the end of the second, beginning of the third. Just felt very exhausted, and I needed some time to regroup and recharge and get back on track, and that's what I've done. I started hitting ball and trying to be a little bit more aggressive, coming to the net, shortening the points. I got a very important break of serve at 2-love for him in the third that got me back in the match mentally as well. And it was a cat and mouse fight, and it always is. You know, we try to outplay the opponent with the ground strokes, with the long rallies, a lot of variety in the game, spin, flat, slice, drop shots. I think we both went out with the full repertoire of the shots that we have, and I hope everybody who watched it enjoyed the finals. But from my side, it was definitely very exhausting, and I'm just glad that I believed it all the way through. And saved some break points in 3-all, third set, and managed to make that break and win the third. And after that, I felt huge relief. I felt that I can swing through the ball, and I felt that the momentum is on my side, and I wanted to use that. So at this level, you know, very, very few points can turn things around on the court, as we can see tonight.
Even if you know him since you are both 11 years old, he said that he was distracted by you limping or having a problem to the hand, to the foot. How do you expect? I mean, it shouldn't happen between two people who know them each other so well.
I'm not going to talk bad things about him in the press, or you know, say that finding an excuse or something like this. In a match like this, you know, a lot of emotions go through, a lot of tension, and it's not easy to keep the concentration 100% all the way through. There was this interruption with people coming into the court. There was a long delay. I was set in a break up, serving, lost that serve, and he started, you know, going through the ball more, being more aggressive, better player on the court, and he was not the freshest player as well in the second and third set, and but it's normal to expect that after the amount of and length of rallies that we had. It was so physical.
But what does his fifth title here mean at this moment of pressure?
I think it has a deeper meaning, more intrinsic value now to my life, because I'm a father and a husband, so. It's the first Grand Slam title I won as a father and husband, and just feel very, very proud of it.
In what way? In what way, Novak? What, just explain a little bit.
In a way that I'm a father and a husband.
No, in what way? Yeah, you could do that too. That would be
you are too. So yeah. I know that you know how it feels.
Yeah, it feels great.
I try to stay on the right path and committed to this sport in every possible way that I've been. You know, that I have had in the last couple of years, and try to use this prime time of my career, really, where I'm playing and feeling the best in 27. This is why I play the sport, you know, to win big titles and to put myself in a position to, you know, to play also for the people around me. I know how much sacrifice they put in. My own career, and I try to thank them and not take anything for granted. And as my life progresses, there are circumstances, situations, events that define these beautiful moments. And getting married and becoming a father in the last 6 months was definitely something that gave me a new energy, something that I never felt before. And right now, everything has been going in such a positive direction in my life, and I'm so grateful for that. So I try to live these moments with all my heart.